Hello, and you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Erica. My co-host Eleanor is off doing interviews and all sorts of crazy things, so it's just me today, solo show. It's kind of fun to do it this way because the compilation of music and content is actually substantially different. We're going to take a bit of a jazzy route today, which is kind of out of the ordinary of Femme Concept, but that's the way we're going to do it because I'm in the driver's seat today, so that's where we're going. The song you just heard there is called Sinister by Frankie Cosmos, a musician based out of New York, New York. That is off of her forthcoming album, Next Thing, which is coming out on April 1st. Pretty excited for that. She's also released an album called Fit Me in November of 2015 that has a bunch of fun, like, dance tunes. She's kind of really evolved herself because I'm pretty sure her first album was recorded on a cell phone, on the microphone, application. So, pretty cool. That'll be exciting to see what she comes up with and what she keeps releasing. So I'm stoked for that. Pretty much on the agenda today, we're going to do some music. Stoked that it's Friday as always. Supposed to be a rainy, rainy weekend, but that's okay with us. With regard to Femme Concept type material, I'll be discussing an article I read in, the Winnipeg Press this morning, which is quite alarming in terms of the content, so I will warn trigger warning, sexual assault, but really interesting concept. I also wrote a paper this week, actually, about sexual assault policy in the Canadian military, and it's really interesting when you start looking into the bureaucracy and the ways in which the law either is in favor or not in favor so much as if it really protects those who are victims or if it actually serves to kind of perpetuate heteropatriarchy and further structurally oppress those that are victims of sexual assault. So I'll be talking a little bit about that as we go along, but keep things vibing and keep things going smooth, I'm going to play a band next who we admittedly play all the time, but I just can't help it because I saw this band on Tuesday. This is Chastity Belt. They're from Seattle, and they really are such a huge inspiration. I saw them, and they look like they're just having so much fun, and then they're just a group of gals just playing some tunes, and it really inspires myself and Eleanor and Nellie, our other bandmate, to continue doing music ourselves. So I just can't help but keep playing them on repeat. So without further ado, this song is called Black Sail, and it's off their album No Regrets, and it's one of their older albums from 2013.
Thank you. show. It's so good. Oh my god. Haha, right? You are like a nerd. I don't know. Laugh my ass off. Laugh my ass off. Only one way to find out. What way? How many dudes you fuck? You are such a salty bitch. I just fucking love that. Salty bitch is my new aesthetic. Thank you. Let's smash. Unless you mean Super Smash Bros. I'm good. I can show you my cock. Shimmering, shining, splendid. Tell me, princess, have you ever seen a cock this shiny before? Ew. Your boobs. What's now? Not, oh my god, so I came across Tumblr account you may like. It reminded me of you. Okay. Wow, really? I'm not that person, am I? Wow, really? I'm not that person, am I? How? And shit, oh my, sorry. Looked at them. That is totes me. Sorry, laugh my ass off. Don't. Okay, I won't. Holy shit, you're cute. Thanks, haha. Don't sound so surprised. What can I do? If it's a hottie like you to do some moves, I mean, like, wow, you're smoking. Those are really the only nudes I'll send. Right now, if I told you I have a huge cock, would you believe me? Ew!
We are back. This is Femme Concept on CITR Radio, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Erica. Hello. Hope everyone is having a wonderful Friday. It's cloudy, but it's still lovely, so hope everyone's enjoying that. My co-host Eleanor is off doing interviews for her podcasting class, which is pretty cool. The song you had just heard is called Mate by Gang Signs. They are a Canadian band, and it's off their LP called Geist. And prior to that, you heard Straight White Boys Texting by Juicebox, who are a band based out of Calgary. It's off their album Tetra Pak. Sorry if that was a little bit challenging to hear for some people. Pretty accurate, though, I would say, as a millennial, in terms of the phrases used. Sounded sort of like a dating website type questions and discussions, but I love how it was put into song form and kind of spoken out. It makes it all the ridiculousness of how people speak online that much more apparent. So really a fun song there from Juicebox. And prior to that, Chastity Belt with the song Black Sail off of their 2013 No Regrets album. We're going to switch gears in terms of music in a bit here. But prior to that, I'm going to talk a little bit about something I read today in Winnipeg Free Press, which I would understand that to be maybe one of the last truly independent newspapers in Canada. But it's about something that I find to be incredibly jarring and incredibly interesting. So it's actually about Indigenous women and those with HIV and Canadian law. So recently, on March 1st, in fact, a 29-year-old Indigenous woman in Manitoba was sentenced to prison for sexual assault. The case is that she had sex without a condom with a friend on three occasions, but she, Shankles is her last name, did not disclose the fact that she is HIV positive. She is a survivor of sexual assault in both her family and relationships and is now registered as a sex offender and will spend the next 2 years in jail. So I know that may sound a bit absurd and nonsensical in the sense that she has this poor history, a sad history of sexual assault in her own family and in her relationships, and then she becomes a sexual assault offender because she did not disclose the fact that she had HIV to her partner. And this article suggests that the reason she didn't tell her partner this information was because out of fear and denial that that it is what it is. So it's more a larger issue with the Canadian justice system. So there's this new kind of, the law essentially equates HIV non-disclosure before sex with sexual assault. And so Indigenous women living with HIV are now the new face of sexual offenders in the country. So people living with HIV can be convicted of aggravated sexual assault because an offense is, but it's usually an offense reserved for those most violent cases of sexual assault. Even if the sex was neither forced nor coerced, there is no intention to harm and HIV was not transmitted. But criminalizing HIV non-disclosure is often perceived as a means of protecting women. Quote, this perception is reinforced by the fact that the charge used to prosecute people for not disclosing the fact that they have HIV is sexual assault. But criminalizing HIV non-disclosure does not protect women from HIV, nor from gender-based violence, nor the inequality in which it is rooted. What it does do is put women living with HIV, especially those in abusive relationships, at an increased rate of violence, abuse, and prosecution. For many Indigenous women, particularly those surviving a legacy of colonization and the intergenerational effects of residential schools, the overly broad criminalization of HIV non-disclosure has only institutionalized another form of violence against them. Close quote. And one more thought on this is that those on the margins of society are that much more vulnerable to getting HIV. So it just further perpetuates structural oppression of women and institutionalizes another form of violence. So to add to this marginalization, the dilemma of revealing a heavily stigmatized status, such as being HIV positive or facing criminal charges for one of the most serious offenses in the criminal code, is just incredibly problematic, and it does not help or bind women or protect women. So it's really, I read it today, and my thoughts on the matter are that this is another way in which the Canadian law serves to protect higher interests and to further oppress women, especially women on the margins of society, and in this case it's Indigenous women, and to equate HIV non-disclosure with sexual assault, but only considering that within a vacuum is very problematic, in the sense that they did not consider the fact of her history or the a hard past, as well as the effects of colonization, which are still alive and everywhere today, and her positionality is not acknowledged whatsoever. So it's really scary that this is a Canadian law. And the fact that I'm reading this on, this was actually shared on Facebook by Dark Matter, which is a Southeast Asian trans advocacy duo based out of New York. And this is a Canadian matter, an issue, and I haven't seen anything about it anywhere. So it's really jarring, especially myself studying political science and learning a lot about how the law either protects bureaucratic interests, or the law, in fact, actually is used as a tool against minorities and women in particular, and transgender and non-binary individuals as well. It's really interesting to know about everything, but it's another thing to really consider and to be aware of and to look out for and to look further into, because this is jarring. And if you're interested in this topic, there is a documentary that was made on this, on consent and HIV non-disclosure and sexual assault law in Canada. It's called, quote, Consent, HIV Non-Disclosure and Sexual Assault Law. It's on Vimeo. And it's about how this essentially works in Canadian law. So I would suggest checking that out. It looks about 30 minutes long. I haven't seen it yet, but I really plan to further understand this issue, because it just seems so backward. But at the same time, it shows how the law can reinforce and perpetuate marginalization and oppression of women and marginalized women to begin with. So those are the resources that you can take a look at these things here. And again, it was published in the Winnipeg Free Press. So take a look maybe at that news source if you're interested in these types of issues, because perhaps they are covering things that others are not. Thank you.
You just try convincing me you're better than them. Such a taunt, for hours about a sensitive song. And his favorite subject is sex. I don't even think he really wanted it, but Christ, this guy's too much.
I wanna tell him
I'm as human as the next girl. I lack a bit of flattery, but I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like you, I know the score. I've heard it all.
Comes the next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't buy it. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight.
Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself. And he's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years bad luck.
I wanna tell him
when you say you love me, you're just flattering your vanity. But I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like you, I know the score, I've heard it all before.
Being such a lady killer, always on a winner, being that you're in there. Oh boy, you're such a lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. Oh, you think you're such a lady killer, I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer, but we know where he's coming from, and we know the score.
The Woods Studio is a community music studio that supports Vancouver's local artists, a place to rehearse and record, a place to perform without paying room fees or meeting quotas, because exploitation isn't avant-garde.
Oh, my heart.
On March 12th, come support Jenny Benet on a release of Flowering Head with special guests Walgren and Sam Tudor. The show starts at 7 and is 19+. Facebook The Woods Studio for more information.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssask.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it.
Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent of me.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm your host today, Erica. Usually have my Eleanor here, but she is off accomplishing other things elsewhere. The song you had heard just now is called Lady Killers by Lush, who is a 90s band from England, classic. They're also coming here to the Commodore Ballroom on April 21st, if you're interested in seeing them. And prior to that, Yacht was the band, and the song is called Matter, off of their album I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler. And then prior to that was Via App, a Vancouver musician, and the song is called Baby K Interaction, and it's off the seven-headed 12-inch of hers. She's a lot of fun, actually. I saw her in the summer, and she's a 1080p label artist, and she just absolutely kills it. Lots of fun to see her. All right, so we're going to move along here nice and smoothly, and really quite smoothly, because we're going to go into some jazz. So this next artist was suggested to me by Britt Bachman, the editor of Discorder magazine, lovely lady, and this band is out of Hamilton, Ontario, and they have this album called And Sometimes Jazz, which is very appropriately titled because it starts off with kind of the grunge, rock-y-ish vibe that seems to be pervading much of young people's music these days, and then it switches into some saxophony type jazzy stuff, and it's just awesome. So the song I'm going to play is called Melissa, and I say it that way because there is a question mark at the end, and it's off the album And Sometimes Jazz by Xena.
Thank you. comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. There are girls at the office, and men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curls. You may not see him again.
Tune in every other Wednesday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. for UBC Arts on Air with your host, Ira Nadell, as they offer you scintillating profiles and unusual interviews with members of the UBC art world. Tune in for programs, people, and personalities in arts.
Hello, hello, you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is your one of two hosts, Erica. I'd like to say I'm number one. just kidding. The song you just heard there is called Wives and Lovers by Cécile McLaurin-Sauvant. She is a Canadian jazz musician, and she definitely has the rockin' voice. I don't know if I appreciate the story behind the song, but I do appreciate the music, and that's all I can say of that. Prior to that, played the musician Allison Oh, who is a alto saxophonist from Toronto. The song is called The Clearing off of her album Forest Grove, which came out February 16th, to be exact. So it's also a really beautiful album. If you have a hard time studying to other music, sometimes jazz can be really nice and keep you awake, but it also doesn't have lyrics, this in particular. So I would suggest checking her out. And prior to that, we played some Xena from Hamilton, Ontario. The song is called Melissa, off their album And Sometimes Jazz. All right, Femme Concept is coming to a close shortly here, but don't tune out. You got Radio Zero at 3:30. You've got Nardwar, the Human Serviette, following that. Then the news, and then Lady Radio at 6 p.m., so don't miss out on that awesome show and all of the other shows. I'm going to close the vibe with the vibe I just started. Some more jazz. This musician, her name is Sarah Serpa, and she's from Portugal. And she's also doing some wonderful, cool, new vibin' jazz. So everyone, have a good weekend. Wear your rain boots. Smile at yourself in the mirror. Brush your teeth. Tell somebody you love them, etc., etc., etc. This song is called City of Light, City of Darkness by Sarah Serpa. Bye-bye.
Thank you.